You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Six shows till the Texans draft. Brian Gain, you got a full slate. Don't disappoint. But could we see some local people rocking the blue and red next year? John Lopez says yes. And in the spirit of being 6 days away from the draft, here are six Texans who could be Texans, followed by the landlocked game-by-game schedule breakdown for your 2019 team.
All right. We've gotten some good feedback on all our – we started this with 11 shows left, right? 11, 10. We've had sort of a thematic thing going on every show. Well, we got six shows left, so I came up with six Texans who could very well be drafted by the Texans. I kind of fudged on this a little bit. I've got two honorable mentions, okay? Because there were, I had eight players that I thought they've got a real chance to be a Texan. But I said six. So I'm going to do two honorable mentions, okay? I think the first one is going to be real exciting for you. Chris Boyd.
Oh my gosh.
I know you're not his biggest fan. He's an honorable mention. Cornerback from Gilmer, Texas. Went to the University of Texas. Dude, say what you will, and I know he wasn't the best back there. And maybe, you know, on some certain days got smoked. His measurables have been blowing people away.
He had a great combine. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah.
But I watched him play.
What is his deal?
Can't locate the ball.
Yeah.
Very inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit mouthy, a little bit too full of himself, but tough. He's tough. He's physical. I don't know if you can play the way that he did in college in the NFL, but good special teamer, but, man, okay.
Well, maybe that's a good role for him here. That's why I couldn't get off of him, you know, as one of the potential six, but he's an honorable mention. The other honorable mention, Akeem Butler, a wide receiver from Iowa State. Well, why is he on this list? Because he's from Austin Travis High School in Austin, Texas. Lake Travis High in Austin. And the reason he's only an honorable mention, because I like him a lot. You've watched him more than I have, but I like him a lot. I think he's going to be well gone before 23. I think he could be gone before 23.
Well, the problem with him is that...
And are they going to use a wide receiver at 23?
And they're talking about him being somewhat of a tweener. And he could be a guy that could even be a tight end because he doesn't really separate from the defense. But if you talk about – if you just put his circus catches, like when you're watching the draft and you see this guy
– he's a highlight reel.
His highlight reel sticks out significantly. But it's just a matter of, is he going to be fast enough to play receiver? Is he going to be bulked up enough to play tight end?
All right. So here are the actual six that I finally focused in on. Mentioned this name yesterday. I think it's a very, very real chance. He was mentioned as a draft pick in my 7-round mock draft yesterday of the Texans. Bobby Evans, offensive lineman from Allen, Texas.
Okay.
Played at Oklahoma. Played with Kyler Murray at Allen. Just a bad man. I mean, he's a really good offensive lineman that I think the Texans, they brought him in for visits. They've interviewed him. They've worked him out. I think they have their eye on Bobby Evans, even if it doesn't work out. All right. Kingsley Kiki from George Ranch High School in Texas A&M. Defensive lineman that a lot of people are frankly predicting the Texans are going to draft at some point. I've seen a couple of mock drafts with the – because he's kind of one of those versatile Chris Covington type.
Christian Covington?
Yeah, Christian Covington type defensive lineman that can play the 5 technique, the 3 technique. He can kind of go in and out. So I think Kingsley Kiki from George Ranch right here in the greater Houston area and Texas A&M. Got another Aggie here, and he was mentioned more earlier in the draft process because they interviewed him and liked him a lot was it the Senior Bowl or one of the bowl games? Dalen Mack, another interior defensive lineman from Gladewater, Texas, and Texas A&M
Good
University.
Player.
Boy, the explosion he has. He's going to get drafted for his first step. You know, he's got all the size and the everything
Sometimes
else.
Sometimes it looks like he's offsides when he's making plays.
His explosion is ridiculous.
I want to say he was one of the top five recruits in the nation.
He was a five-star.
Top five recruits in the nation.
And by the way, five-star players, the amount of five-star players that get drafted is off the charts as well. Very high percentage. Charles Omenihu. I say Omenihu. It's Omenihu?
Omenihu.
Omenihu, defensive line from Rowlett, Texas, and the University of Texas. Same thing as Kingsley Kiki. Wouldn't you compare him to Kiki?
He's number 90, yeah. Man, this guy is – he gets to the quarterback, but he has a hard time finishing sacks.
Mm-hmm.
There's some times where Aminihu, you'll look at him and say, that's a first-round NFL pick.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times where he looks like a first-round pick until he gets to the quarterback, and then he just doesn't finish the job. But he's gonna last in the NFL. I just don't know if he's a guy that you can plug in as a starter, but he's definitely got the talent.
He reminds me of Kiki.
He's got the right guy.
He actually reminded me of Kiki. Kiki had a few more sacks, but probably not as much against the run. All right, you know this name too, man. We all do. Deontay Thompson, a safety from Orange, Texas. Shout out to the Golden Triangle.
Shout out to the home of Earl Thomas.
And, yes, Alabama. He went to Alabama, but he's from Orange, Texas. Deontay Thompson is a safety's safety. You talk about a guy that has just been coached. You can tell he played at Alabama, even if he's not wearing an Alabama uniform. Always in the right spot. Has that long physique, that kind of ha-ha Clinton Dix look, you know, just long and muscular and just looks like an Alabama safety. I think Deontay Thompson has got to be on the Texans' radar. And for some reason, he's not projected more than about a fourth or fifth round pick. So he's going to be around, unless I missed that, unless I have that wrong. But what I have seen last on Deontay Thompson, he's kind of a mid-round guy. And the sixth Texan who could be a Texan, shout out to Houston, Texas. Travion Williams, you and I have both been high on him as a running back from Texas A&M.
I like where your head's at there,
and,
baby.
And Alvin Kamara type of player, does it all, explosive, can go the distance, can go 6 yards.
Could be one of their second-round picks.
And could be a big-time player.
Depending on how that goes. That's John Lopez's six Texans that could be Texans. On the text line, X-Ray J, I guess Akeem Butler went to Fort Bend, Travis. I guess his sons go to school with him, so shout out to
Fort Bend. Oh, I thought it was Austin Travis. My bad. Thank you.
All good, man. Yeah. All good. We appreciate it. Shout out to Fort Bend. Texan schedule released yesterday, which means you already know what time it is. It's time for the Landlock in-depth, dramatic.
This is it.
Game-by-game breakdown of how exactly the season's going to go. Side note, last year I had him going 11-5. What was the record, Figgy?
11-5.
Okay. Just making sure. Didn't know. Week one, Monday
I'm interested
night football.
In this. I don't see any way they get to 11-5.
We'll see. We'll see. Stay
are you having 11-5 again?
We'll see.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
All right, week one. I'm going to write these down.
Week one.
I'm take a picture, and I'm going to save it.
New Orleans.
Landlocked predictions.
Monday night football against the Saints. The most shocking thing about this whole game, after hearing Booger McFarland's increased airtime, people on Twitter are clamoring for Jason Witten to come back to the booth. On the field itself, total shootout. Deontay Foreman scores the first TD of the season for your Houston Texans. Justin Reed returning to his hometown of New Orleans.
Well, I can buy that.
A pick six off of Drew Brees. Texans off to an early 14-0 lead. Deshaun Watson finds Nuke Hopkins and Kiki Kuti in the end zone as well. Four touchdowns total for the Houston Texans. However, Drew Brees rallies back with the Texans on top. 31-27 late in the game. The Saints driving, 27 seconds left on fourth down. Brees throws to the end zone to Michael Thomas. Looks like we could have pass interference.
They're going to review it?
They review it. The refs go to the booth. It does look like Michael Thomas was interfered by Bradley Roby. However,
making plays, bro.
No pass interference. Saints get screwed over again. The Texans hand them their sixth straight opening loss to start the season at 1-0. Week two, Jacksonville Jaguars coming to town.
You've already lost me, by the way.
For the home opener. This one, all Texans. Nick Foles, four interceptions. Deshaun Watson, three more touchdown passes. Rookie Texans running back Travion Williams with his first career touchdown. Texans win 28-13.
I was just talking about
to improve to 2-0. We're on the same page, John.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, the 2-0 Texans go to Los Angeles to face the Chargers. After a strong 2018, the Chargers 0-2 out the gate. Same old Chargers. A lot of people saying Texans fans have invaded this stadium. There's a lot of red and blue there.
It almost
seems like a home game. Chargers looking to win late, trailing 24-20 with under 2 minutes remaining. But Tashaun Gibson jumps in front of Keenan Allen, and the Texans seal their third win with an interception from the man from Dallas, Texas. Texans now 3-0, heading into a matchup against Carolina at NRG.
I like your optimism. I'm wondering what you had for breakfast, or more specifically, what you had to drink for breakfast.
Kool-Aid. straight Kool-Aid.
Okay.
3-0 Texans hosting the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton out in this one. Ongoing shoulder issues, which means former Texans quarterback Taylor Heinicke gets the start for Carolina. He struggles. He shows why he couldn't beat out Tom Savage and TJ Yates in 2017. He throws three interceptions, one of them to Zach Cunningham, who takes it to the house. Deontay Foreman, Travion Williams, and Lamar Miller combined for 226 yards rushing. Texans cruise. They improve to 4-0. John Lopez, thoughts?
I think you're drunk, and I also like that you've included Zach Cunningham in there. How about Zach Cunningham with a big play?
Doing his thing. Mm-hmm. He looks like a Pro Bowler one quarter through the season. So one quarter through the season, 4-0 Houston Texans. They're facing the Atlanta Falcons.
Just give me a spoiler alert. Are they going to go 16-0?
We'll see. Stay tuned. Right now, our 4-0. John Lopez on the air on Friday before this game. He guarantees a win. He says your Houston Texans will be 5-0.
Kind of like the
Texans
Rockets.
Texans riding high this game. Much to the dismay, they eat the cheese.
Oh.
Atlanta puts on a clinic on the Texans defense. Julio Jones, 203 yards receiving, two touchdowns.
That's a game there.
Matched up mainly against Bradley Roby, where we've been riding the Bradley Roby roller coaster already. Texans turn the ball over four times. Not that time, Bradley. Atlanta wins 38-17. Texans fall to 4-1.
Okay.
Heading into a matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs and Pat Mahomes and the
Honey Badger. I'm a big catcher fan. I've always been.
Leading up to this game, the Honey Badger makes news where else on Twitter?
Of course.
He has a lot of stuff to say.
He searches his name all week.
Courtesy of the following tweets. These are the tweets that stuck out the most from the Honey Badger. Quote, I'm real as they get and 100% accountable. I struggled because Texans used me wrong, driving off in the Wraith.
A little bit
of hypocrisy there, but whatever. Then Tyrann Mathieu said this, and this is really what caught the attention of the Texans locker room. This is the tweet. Quote, Pat Mahomes the realist. Ain't nobody in his draft class can hold his jock.
Uh-oh.
Believe that.
You know who read that?
Well, he followed it up by saying that wasn't a shot at DW4.
But it was.
Y'all petty. Honey Badger still hasn't changed. Still on Twitter.
You sound just like him.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
This one's a shootout. Deshaun Watson's breakout game, he goes toe-to-toe with Pat Mahomes. Texans trailing 42-38 late. Deshaun Watson gets the last laugh against the Honey Badger. Honey Badger matched up on DeAndre Hopkins. We heard the Honey Badger say he wasn't a cover two safety. He was right. Watson finds Hopkins in the end zone. 45-42. Texans improve to 5-1. Heading into a matchup at Indianapolis against the Colts.
Lord. 5-1?
5-1 heading to Indianapolis.
Keep in mind, they're
going to
be favored in two of their first seven games.
Hey. Don't sleep on it. It's a year to your league.
Okay.
This one was ugly from the beginning in Indianapolis. The Colts win 35-24. Wasn't even as close as the score. This win puts the Texans at 5-2 as the Colts improve to 4-2. So we have a close division race in the AFC South, and the Texans have lost 3 of 4 to the Indianapolis Colts. Week 8 versus the Oakland Raiders. Total dominance. Derek Carr dedicates this game to his brother David before, and unfortunately, he puts on a vintage David Carr performance. Derek Carr sacked 10 times by the Houston Texans. Just like his brother used to get sacked at NRG, Derek Carr gets sacked 10 times. Texans win 24-7, improved to 6-2. However, not all good news for the Houston Texans because Justin Reed, little lighter in the pocketbook, he's fined $75,000 for smashing Antonio Brown when he went across the middle. He said he was going to do it. He actually did it, and he had to pay for it. Texans 6-2 heading into London against the Jaguars. There was controversy before this one.
Yeah, I'll bet.
World Travelers Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, they're seen out and about the night before the game.
Why not?
Enjoying the London scene. They also both struggle heavily as Nick Foles and the Jags top the Texans 27-24.
Got a loss in England.
Bill O'Brien gets testy after the game at the podium. I counted 10 I don't knows when grilled about Hopkins and Watson.
How many? It's not my jobs.
There was zero. There was just a lot of I don't knows asking about DeAndre and Deshaun hitting the town. This leads to drama heading into the bye week. Texans fall to 6-3. Coming off the bye at Baltimore, Texans bounce back. Deshaun Watson, he apologizes for his London escapades. He outplays Lamar Jackson, who the Texans hold to 79 yards passing. They knock him out late in the game as well. Bernardrick McKinney lays the boom
with the
to Lamar Jackson. Deontay Foreman takes a 41-yard screen pass to the end zone and does the stanky leg after.
You're loving
Texans beat Baltimore 27-7 to improve to 7-3.
Okay.
Week 12, little Thursday night football. Against the Indianapolis
Colts.
It's against the Indianapolis Colts, though, so we'll see how this goes. Colts linebacker Darius Leonard said before the game that the Colts own the Texans, which leads to a war of words between him and fellow second-year player Kiki Kuti.
Mm-hmm.
Kuti responds, 10 catches, 175 yards. However, Leonard gets the last laugh. He has 15 tackles and a strip sack to seal the game. Colts win.
Uh-oh.
The fourth time in five meetings that they've beaten the Texans 24-23, and they tie the Texans for first in the division with a 7-4 record.
Okay.
Week 13 versus the New England Patriots. Rowdy, rowdy, NRG. Everybody's liquored up. Sunday night football, a signature win for Bill O'Brien?
I don't know.
You bet your ass.
Oh, wow.
Deshaun Watson continues his MVP campaign. He outduels Tom Brady. Texans and Patriots tied at 24 with 13 seconds remaining. Kyami Fairbairn, 50-yard field goal, gives Bill O'Brien his first win over Bill Belichick.
Now that's just crazy talk.
And the Texans improved to 8-4 heading into a game against Denver. This was a dominant one, probably the most dominant win of the season. Watson becoming elite. Joe Flacco still not elite. Texans improved to 9-4, which takes us to week 15. They're in the driver's seat, John. They're in the driver's
seat.
They are. They're in Tennessee. Disappointing season for the Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel, very grumpy. He goes up to the podium at his Monday presser.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he says about his former mentor, Bill O'Brien?
What?
He says, it might be a disappointing season, but I could change that by beating that fat turd this year. Vrabel and Bill O'Brien, war of words throughout the week. Ryan Tannehill comes off the bench. He leads the Titans to a win.
Wow.
Drama after the game. Bill O'Brien, Mike Vrabel, nose to nose. Texans have to break it up. But regardless, they fall to 9-5, heading to a matchup against the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Okay.
Against a revived Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston wants to eat that W. He does not eat that W. Deshaun Watson eats the W. Texans win 34-28 in a game that was closer than it should have been. Texans 10-5 heading into week 17. But guess what? So are the Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
Week 17.
So it's all on the line.
It's all on the line. Bill O'Brien says he wants his football team to win this game for him because of the words that Mike Vrabel said to him.
He would never say
lots
that.
Lots of buildup, lots of drama. Bill O'Brien and the Texans go out there. They smell blood. They dominate, and I mean dominate, the Tennessee Titans 51-14. After Kiki Kuti scores a touchdown, he steals the spotlight because he lifts up his jersey. And there's some Love Ya Blue underneath his pads.
Oh, baby.
The crowd goes crazy.
I want that.
This turns into scoreboard watching about halfway through. And guess what? The Jacksonville Jaguars do the Houston Texans a favor. And they top the Indianapolis Colts in a win that nobody saw coming in Jacksonville. Houston Texans finished the season 11-5 heading into the playoffs.
Right.
We'll talk about whether or not Deshaun Watson is going to be your MVP.
All right, I want some of what you're having. You got the Texans going 11-5 with one of the toughest schedules in the NFL.
Hey, I just laid it out for you, man.
You did?
I just laid it out for you. Very smoothly.
I like the 10 sacks on Derek Carr.
Dedicated it to David, and he came out and did what David Carr would have done. It's the world-famous Texan schedule game.
Cindy and Keegwin says she likes this more than actually watching the Texans.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you very much. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Speaking of that Texan schedule, our quarterback guru, former college quarterback, former NFL quarterback, Jerod Johnson, he's going to break down the quarterbacks that the Texans will be seeing and why the Texans should be very scared. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.